Welcome along to the Wise Men Say podcast. After Monday's glowing reviews of the Monday show with Gareth and Stephen, I'm back to ruin your week and talk about the Metro timetable and walruses. And to help me do that is Richard Easterbrook. Hello.
Hello.
You're
People
up.
can't really follow that, can we, from Monday? It
No,
was.
not really. And I kind of don't want to talk about all of that again. So.
Well, no. I mean, you're right. Like I did the reaction show on Saturday with Eleanor and Mick, and said I listened back to it earlier just to make sure I agreed with what I said. Sometimes I don't. Like,
Like wearing your own band t-shirt, that.
yeah. No, I always listen back for audio quality purposes.
Oh, sure, yeah. I was really funny there, wasn't it? It's not what you were saying earlier. But I said, listen to that.
So I listened back and it was, yeah, I agreed with it. I've agreed. Luckily, I agreed with everything that I said. So I don't feel any need to add anything more to it. And it's not like I'm being silent on the issue because I don't like talking about it. It's just that we've processed it. I'm
Yeah,
still angry about what went on in a week before it, but I've said everything I wanted to say on it, and it's not.
yeah, I mean, I haven't spoken about it after the game, but to be honest, I've said all I had to say on it before the match, to be honest. I did the podcast last week, but obviously I did some other radio stuff as well where the game became, and this isn't like, this isn't a stupid thing to say, I don't think. The game almost became not secondary, that would be stupid. But all anyone wanted to talk about in the build up was when, you did Five Live, I did Five Live, did BBC Newcastle. All anybody wanted to talk about was the stuff off the field. The game almost, well, certainly as the game unfolded, it just became, a formality that Newcastle were going to win the game. And it was just like, I don't want to go over it. Normally, on this pod, although it's a preview show, we'd go over the game at the weekend and be like, oh, well, what are we can take from that? I just don't want to take anything from it, to be
Yeah,
honest.
absolutely.
I think the stuff that the club did, I know you said we're not going to talk about it, but like this the stuff that the club did, I won't forgive them for that, really, to be honest. It's going to take something pretty substantial for them make that up, and I think even if they did, that's always going to be there. The images and whatever happened and blah 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 etc. I just don't think for whatever reason they cared or understood the magnitude of quite what they were doing and how it's going to affect things moving forward, and the relationship that they've, well, I would say tried to build with the fans. They've kind of done some things, they haven't done not everything's been terrible over the last few years, but I think once the football stops masking some things, there's no leeway, and there certainly isn't any leeway now. Like what they've done over the last week has been nothing short of farcical, comical, disgraceful, throw all the words you want to at it.
When I was on Five Live last week, they interviewed Lee Clark
Listen to that,
before the
yeah.
game to us, and I found myself agreeing with him, and he was speaking about like what the decent thing is to do, and it's like you've asked the worst person to know what to do in the in you know in terms of decency,
So what
so
I'd
it's
do
like.
is I'd put this t-shirt on, right? Hear me out. Like, he's the most Geordie man in the world as well.
Oh yeah, he's
Like,
incredible. I was laughing because it was like he's the most Geordie person I've ever heard.
it was like having Michael from Partridge on.
Yeah.
It's, well, he was got the Lee Clark was great for us, to be fair.
Oh, he was.
And then you obviously, yeah. But that's kind of it, really. I didn't really, but I just think it's nothing that anyone hasn't said before. I just think, like, they've just put themselves in a hole that they're not really going to get out of. The club that is so stupid, and then followed on the back of like all the stuff that had gone over in the weeks previous, appointing the manager that nobody wanted and all of that sort of stuff, and then going, we're going to do this as well, by the way. Which, yeah, it's just
Just
like,
added
just
to the
going to
stuff.
keep doing stuff just to wind you up. Like,
Yeah, the
but
fair play.
really, it was my idea, actually.
Yeah, just a parting shot.
Yeah.
Fair play to to Gareth and Stephen for
yeah, definitely
covering it off so well, and also James Hunter as well, and obviously send our best wishes. He's not ill. He's just
you nearly said condolences there, didn't you?
I was going to say send our best wishes, but it's the wrong choice of words. So like all the best to James, who's leaving his role at Sunderland writer for the Chronicle, which means that the Chronicle, by extension, you know, Newcastle Live, Sunderland Live, will not have a Sunderland reporter working for them. No. Certainly not one with the experience that James has. I think he spoke really well on the kind of goings on behind the scenes to that led to this omni shambles of a decision. Not just one decision; it was many decisions taken across, you know, the last 3 weeks that have taken us to where we are. But I think Monday drew a line under it quite well, and we can't really add anything to it.
I
can't add anything to it.
No, I just wanted to kind of echo it really because I hadn't obviously done the
reaction. No, he works for the Chronicle, not the Echo.
Here's all the good night.
Well,
but yeah, we'll draw a line under that now. And try and move on, but I think it's quite as simple as that. It's certainly in terms of off the field stuff and bandied words like forgiveness around, but you know, it is at that level at this point, I think. We're playing Ipswich on Saturday.
Yeah, Saturday night.
I know, yeah, Saturday night live. Oh, that's good, really. Ipswich second in the league, although they have had a little bit of a drop off in recent weeks, because they were toe to toe at the top with Leicester, and they've had a few unfavourable results of late. Although they are still in second place, I think the 4 points clear. I haven't looked at the table. I think the 4 points clear of third.
The 3 points. 3 points clear of Southampton in third.
That's the same thing, really.
They haven't won in the last five, which is kind of like brought in a clearer focus when you look at Southampton, who have won four and five. So Southampton are really kind of stealing a march and going for that second place, which was kind of like seen at the top two, were kind of seen as locked out, weren't they? Lockdown. I didn't agree with it personally, but yeah, I think you'd have put good money on that being the case. You know, a month ago, and it just shows how the championship can change so much.
It is. I'd kind of always had the thing that Ipswich may drop off, but then when I watched them play, I was like, no, they don't look like they're going to, and then they just kept winning. So it was like, well. They would have probably started to falter by now. It was just sort of over the Christmas period where they did start to drop off a little bit. It's still an ominous trip, though, this. I think on the back of everything that's happened over the last fortnight at the club, even on the field, you know, the games that we've had under Michael Beale have been... kind of, at best, I'd say functional, and at worst, kind of underwhelming and, you know, lacking somewhat. But it's difficult to go in on him too much in terms of the league games because we picked up, you know, 7 points over Christmas, an awful performance at Rotherham, but two, you know, pretty decent performances at Hull and at home to Preston. You can't, you know, they're two good wins there. So league-wise, you know, unbeaten in three. And I don't know, though, it just feels like one where Ipswich, the way we've started to play under Beale is ponderous. And Ipswich aren't ponderous. Ipswich will go after, much like they did on the opening day of the season.
We just kind of played into their hands on the opening day. My concern, and I know it's still early days for this with Michael Beale, I'm just concerned that games tend to happen to Michael Beale. He doesn't like mastermind a victory. It just happens that he's in the touch. He's on the touchline at the time, and he's in the dugout. And
it's despite him being the manager.
Yeah, and he can't really explain how something's happened. Like we were all saying at the Preston game, it was like, oh, it was great second half. He managed that game out so well. And I've since heard that wasn't really the case. And
yeah,
I can't really explain it, to be honest.
Lance, it
happened. Now I was concerned that we were out possessed in that game. We were out XG'd as well, but I suppose that's down to the fact that
I'm not interested in any of that.
No, well, Alex Pritchard's goal was a shot from distance, so that doesn't really come into the XG because it was probably a very low XG chance. But it is quite instructive, and it is quite indicative of like how a team is playing, and that has dropped off under Beale. And the possession has dropped off, and we're no longer controlling games as much as we did under Tony Mowbray, and that is a concern. And when you talk about style of play, I can't see it. And that it's early days, and it's difficult to say, and people might think I'm being really harsh, but I'm just very concerned. This very early stage.
I can't really disagree, to be honest, because look, Bale's come in and it's like great. The manager that no one wanted and probably still don't want deep down, and it's kind of kind of get behind him, and I'm sure he'll do his very best for Sunderland Football Club. It just feels though that like this isn't a long term manager. Like he just doesn't seem to have the. I hope I'm often wrong.
Oh yeah, yeah, I am.
I hope I am. I just don't get it. He doesn't seem to have charisma is probably the wrong word, but he doesn't seem to have it as a manager, like to be the front of everything. He doesn't seem to be that guy. I'm sure he might well be a great coach, and I'm sure he is, obviously. He's highly rated as a coach.
Yeah.
That's not under any question. He just looks beaten. He just constantly looks like he's like on the back foot all the time, and that may well be indicative of the situation he's came into, to be honest.
Yeah. But that said, he's not coming to like, he's not coming to a complete.
It's not been fiery. No.
Yeah. I'm seeing echoes of David Moyes. And I feel that there's something going on when we've got a young squad that's very attacking and very exciting to watch. And they turn in a performance like they did against Rotherham.
That was really
And you think, what's he said to them? I know he's not had long on a training ground, which now we might, tomorrow night we might, well, Saturday night we might see the fruits of his labour, because he's had a full week on the training ground with them for the first time since he came in. So you might say something different, but like, what's he saying to them in the training session? Like,
it's weird, isn't
whispering
it?
In their ears going, you're not good enough.
You're not very good, by the way. I think, like, it's so weird because like, in his defense, he came in not at a good time. He came in not at a good time, with what, the things that they were about to do off the field, etc. But also, taking over at Christmas is not easy. There won't be any time on the training ground. He literally probably managed 4 games in 10 days or whatever it was. He also inherited that Newcastle game. He took over a team that were going to be playing Newcastle. That said, he did absolutely nothing to try and win that game or try and keep us in that goal. And that was the main concern for him. He's kind of used the squad's really young. It's like, yeah, I know, but you knew that when you took it.
Yeah.
And you could have at least tried to do something. And I think...
Yeah. He's looking behind him on the dugout and going like, that bench is pretty young. Well, you chose that bench, mate.
Yeah, I know. Like, you've literally taken, you've taken. And I hope that's not a sign of things to come, because one of the criticisms that was quite rightly levelled at Mowbray was the fact that he took too long to make substitutions and he didn't have a plan B. Well, to make one change in a game, against your biggest rivals, I know, there were mitigating factors. They're a better side than us. There's no, that's just not an argument. And we were expected to lose the game. But if that sort of moves into Saturday, like, we're probably expected to lose at Ipswich. So if we're losing 2-0 at Ipswich, he's just not going to bother. He's just going to go, oh, well, oh, he's only 19. I'm not going to bother bringing him on. And you've got O'Shea on there as well, who, for all, hasn't probably lived up to what we might have thought. He was worth a go, and I think some of the players you've got on there were worth a go rather than just not doing anything. Jack Clarke clearly was having a terrible day. Nothing was working. The 2-0 down. You might as well have took him off, to be honest, and tried something. We're going to lose the game anyway. I hope that's not a sort of thing of ponderous decisions from the manager to, or just the flat out refusal to do anything, to come in the league games, because I think, the league games he took over, certainly Coventry and maybe Hull, may well have been Dodds picking the team anyway, because Bale's just come in. So I don't know. I don't know if it's something to read into, or if it was like a one-off because it was a cup game and he was taking it as a, oh, we'll write that one off. But I don't know. I don't know what to do team wise. What do you do? What does he do? Roberts is knackered, so.
Robert's still broken. That's he's very limited in terms of what he does.
He is, to be fair. I
As
mean, he doesn't have a
it's
great.
like, I mean, it's like kind of outclassed as we were on Saturday. Don't think anyone out there would have done badly enough for me to go, it's probably best we take him out the firing line for a bit. Job, like,
Yeah.
but he's shown that he can follow a bad game with a match winning game.
Yeah.
So, and against a championship opposition, he'll probably have a better time of it. I still think there's an issue in where how we play going forward when we don't have Roberts in the side. We looked okay against Preston, but I mean it's not really, you can't really say much about the Newcastle game, but we kind of play with this imbalanced, a lack of a winger. So we've got Pritchard technically playing on the right, but he's not playing on the right. He's playing right across the
Well,
field.
yeah,
You
it
kind
kind
of
of works.
lose.
Sorry.
No, it's just a bit confusing and it's a bit confused.
No,
So,
it is. I agree. It kind of worked against Preston because Preston thought, oh, well, we'll put two on Jack Clarke, and that left the other side free. But Newcastle just went, no, well, Trippier will just deal with him. And then they just left Burn and Gordon to maraud down the left-hand side, and it was like this hasn't. It just looked a bit of a mess, and I think Obi mentioned. I just think he looks at his best when he's up front. I find him really quite ineffective in the middle, like even in a 10. He doesn't, for me, he doesn't offer a lot there. I think you got to, if he's going to play, he needs to play up front. For personally, that's how I feel. He's most effective.
No, I agree. I know Dodds did it, didn't he, against, I think it was West Brom. He played him up front.
Yeah, but then he put him up front against Leeds and he scored.
So, it's for me, he has the attributes of a striker. And I think he could be the answer. And I don't know. I just think our striking options are so poor. Like, even with Russ Rutten, getting that goal against Preston.
He's not like a striker, though, does he?
No.
Like, not an out-and-out striker. Not look like a footballer.
For me, why don't you
It's
stick Job up front and put Rutten out on the white on the right?
like against Newcastle, I think, he looked like a lost boy almost up front. And he isn't a boy, he's 25. So I do like him. And it's not massively a criticism of him, that Newcastle game. I think for him, he can almost take in isolation and be like, well, He was hung out dry a little bit, but he also didn't have the presence or the nous almost to get anything out of the defenders. So I would do that. I'd play him out wide and Job up front, and then the middle, you don't really have a choice. Mateta is seemingly he just doesn't like him, so.
Yeah, well, he's fit. He hasn't even. I don't know if he's even been brought. Well, he's not been named on the bench, I don't think, or he's not
No,
been
I just think
brought
that's
off it.
ludicrous, to be honest. Like, you've got you've got no other central midfield options.
Yeah.
You what? There's nothing to lose there by putting Mateta on the bench. What if Neil gets injured or Ekwa gets injured, and you're gonna have to put Pritchard in there, and then you lose him.
Yeah.
It seems silly to me. I don't. He can do what he wants at the end of the day.
He
Manager.
largely does.
Yeah, he doesn't.
You mentioned Pritchard there. I think that's the one thing I wholeheartedly agree with Michael Beale on, and he spoke today about his importance to the side, and I'm really chuffed to see him getting a like an increased role in the side after being kind of shut out really under Tony Mowbray. I know there's reasons for that, the club actively trying to move him on. I know they said he had, was that some kind of yarn that spun in the summer about him having personal issues and he wanted to move, but you don't see that in games, and he's very important for us when he comes off the bench, and he's been very useful for us when he's been starting games. And I think there's no reason why he shouldn't continue in the side. He's been really important.
Well, you should
And
play every
that's that.
game
Yeah,
as
absolutely.
long as you can, as long as he's fit. Isn't he 30? And it's
Well,
like,
people are saying that as if he's like, Keith Richards and the Rolling Stones. He's not. He's 30. Like, that's fine.
it's mad because, like, he's 30 years old, but you take him out of the team, and obviously, we've lost for all. The faults football wise, you've Dak's not there. He was some experience. Evans is he doesn't even get mentioned in the injury updates now. There's no expert like there's no one like Pritchard isn't there. That everyone's in their 20s, I think. And I think 09 would be the oldest at what 28.
Yeah.
And then you've probably got Roberts, and he's only what 26. Like it's so young, and for them to go through like this season, it feels like it's gone on forever. Like there's been so much upheaval, and so many so many things have happened, and that's just in the space of the last month. It's the need someone like Pritchard. He can't leave this month, surely. Like that absolutely can't happen.
No. Well, I would have disagreed with it back in August. I didn't want him to leave, and I'm so glad he didn't, because had we been left with semi-fit, not fit, injured Bradley Dack of ITV2, like what would we have done in those games where we've needed a presence off the bench? We've seen Dack come off the bench and do precisely nothing. Maybe it's not fair on the guy because he's not fully fit.
No, I do.
Not even partially fit. He's
Yeah.
like in terms of conditioning, he's miles off.
When he
Like,
came off the bench against Stoke, honestly, he nearly brought the bench with him. Like,
it's the Recaro seat like stuck in his ass.
honestly, I've not, and I, but it, before that, like 2 weeks before, he was like fine, and then all of a sudden, he just seemed to like he was so out of shape. It was mad, and he's not really recovered from that, to be honest. Like he's always since then he got that injury, didn't he? He scored against Southampton and then he got a knock. And since then he's just looked so far off the pace. I
Yeah.
don't play for us again, to be honest.
It looked like
He
he got
started
himself
Hull, started Boxing Day, like what?
looked like he got himself into decent nick. Like
Yeah.
before the Southampton game, he was looking sharp when he came off the bench, and then it's gone backwards. I don't know what he's like. What I don't know what part of his diet is he on, like too much rusk or something? I don't know. heavily,
Rusk.
heavily carb based or something. I don't know.
Chips.
But yeah, had
His missus
Richard
isn't
left.
letting him sit and eat chips and mayonnaise. Like,
Maybe.
doesn't seem like the lifestyle that they both lead. Like,
No.
he's
No,
probably
I don't.
got gout.
Yeah, that's it. Bradley Dack's got gout.
I think Dak has gout. We
Yeah.
don't do episode titles anymore, do
We don't, but we should for this. No, I like had had Alex Pritchard left in August. At this stage of the season, we'd have been knackered, and I think had we gone out into the transfer market, we'd have been looking for a player with Alex Pritchard's
Buy
attributes.
chart.
You know, this is what really annoys me about what the clubs say they want in terms of players and what we need in terms of players. It's like, yeah, well, I had that in Ross Stewart.
Yeah.
And obviously, you know, that's water that's so far under the bridge now, it's gone. But when we're talking about getting rid of Jack Clark, we'd have to replace him with Jack Clark.
Yeah. Clark's the weird one because he's like such a freak in terms of getting anyone anywhere near as good as. I know that there's this argument of, well, he was rubbish against Newcastle, so like, he might struggle. It was one game, like they just did a job
Yeah.
on him. It was nothing was waiting for him. They did a job on him, as we've seen championship teams do a job on him,
Exactly.
Matt. But he's such a freak in terms of getting anyone near as good as him on a permanent basis, which after all is the model. Is going to be so difficult to do. I think selling him in January would probably signal. I'm not going to say I said it that. It would signal the end of the season, really, if you sold him in January, because it's going to be so difficult. No, because, but it would be so difficult to sell him now and to replace him adequately. You'd have to get someone on loan, of an Ahmad or like Carvalho, who's just gone to Hull. You'd have to get someone on loan and then address it in the summer.
Yeah.
I just think selling them in January would just, have you given up on this season? Because remarkably, we're still sixth despite everything that's gone on. And
Yeah.
if you, I think we're only 2 points behind West Brom. You do beat Ipswich. You could go above them and you could go above Ipswich. And it's like this league is batshit. We could have easily found ourselves 12th, but we haven't, and we're still in the playoffs despite all of the turmoil that it feels like. And it's sort of,
Yeah.
it's just been a rambling podcast. I do apologize, but like, there's nothing. It just feels like the way the season is at the minute. It's just like no one really knows what to expect or what to do, or I don't know. It's just, I don't know what else to say. Did we get any questions?
We've got a couple, yeah. I think that just I'm kind of with you on what you said earlier in the week about it being at a crossroads. I think the club's actions this month will largely dictate their intentions.
Yeah.
But I also said that about Tony Mowbray's replacement, and
Yeah, well, that's spot on, didn't it?
you kind of see in the club's intentions writ quite large, and I just want more people to realize that perhaps promotion might not be on top of the to-do list for this season. If
Yeah.
it is, they're going like a really weird way about it.
Trying even harder to derail it this season than they did last season.
Yeah. It's like what else they got up the sleeve?
Is he gonna give the stadium away now? Or are we gonna play all of the games away?
Play. I think we're going to play every game in the car park now.
Would be good though, actually.
Would be lots of injuries. Bad for Bradley Dack.
Bradley Dack's injuries.
Yeah, still really aggravate his gout. So yes,
But it definitely has
we did
got.
get, yeah, it definitely has it.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
We have got a few questions. Rodeo said something else. I've just read the wrong one out. Hazy said, sorry, it's not, it wasn't a bad one. Hazy at Safk number one NE said, would you rather have free 1 year Metro Pass or an electric scooter?
Well, probably the Metro, to be honest, because I take it he means one of them orange scooters.
Well, they're gone now. Like,
well, but like that sort of, I couldn't go to work on that, so probably a Metro Pass. It's more practical, isn't it?
Well, I tried. I was a big fan of the orange ones. Quite often used them.
I've only ever been on one once on the. I'm not going to tell that story. No, it's fine.
Well, I was quite good for getting to the pub. Just getting to the pub, which like when I go to the harbour, obviously, like, to get to the pub from town was often quite difficult. Yeah. If you'd have to get the bus, just jump on a scooter, and the orange ones were great. They were always in a good position, jump on, and you'd get up to like 18 kilometers an hour or something. They were quite nippy. But the new ones, like that came in after that, were rubbish, and you couldn't park at the bus station.
I put them in the designated thing, didn't you?
Yeah, and it was halfway up Olive Street, and I put it in, and it was like, no, you're not in the right area. And I put it back, and I was like, no, and it kept charging us, so I got in an argument with them, and it was like, over email, after I'd gone on the bus, that I could still see, like, I was looking at my phone, I could still see the dot, and it was active, and I was being charged for it. Like, I am no longer on this scooter. Please end this journey.
How fast do you think this scooter goes? 50 miles an hour.
I've thrown the scooter in the sea. But no, I would go for the scooter. Wow. If it was my own personal scooter, because like, but that's different for me because I'm in Seaham.
Metro is useless to you.
Yeah, exactly. I'm a mile from the train station.
To be fair, it's useless to everyone, but it's more useful to me than it is to you.
Yeah, I'm a mile from the train station, and I'd happily just jump on my scooter and get the train.
Yeah, you'd have to. Thing is, you'd have to pick up your scooter when you were drunk there.
Oh yeah,
I don't have to drive the Metro. I just have to sit on it with the heating on.
Yeah.
I had the heating on this morning. It was great, actually. It was quite relaxing. I got on. I think it was 7:20, and I was like, it's chilly outside. It's like, oh, that'd be nice and warm. And it's just like, when you step off the plane on holiday. It's like that, but the inverse. You step off the plane into a wall of heat in like Mallorca, and you just stand at the Metro station and step onto this furnace of a train, just heating, just blasting, because the central control is broken and cannot be fixed.
Yeah.
It's just...
It can only be fixed if it's like in Gosforth or something, is that right?
They have to, in order to turn the heating off, the train has to go above an inspection pit.
That's it.
Like, which is usually used to, fix like the engine. Like, not to just, it's a bit warm on here, mate. Can you turn it to, I'll just pull into the depot.
Yeah.
Well, that's all right.
It'll be about 2 hours. Yeah.
Well, then alternatively, they don't have the heating on and it's absolutely freezing. So, it's not fit for purpose, but that's another conversation. Anyway, did we get any more?
I like Park Lane because it's a complete mystery. as to when the next metro is due. They've got a big board in the middle of it. You walk in and it's like, it just goes, well, welcome.
Yeah.
Like, doesn't tell you when your next train's due. So you go down the steps and it's like, yeah, it's due. Closed due, never turns up. I love it. It's, you know, the level of mystery that you get.
I'm going to be sad when they fix it because I'll have nothing to whinge about.
Yeah, but there's always teething problems, isn't there?
Oh, yeah. Looking forward to that. Well, I'll have the crossover of having the new and the old ones on at the same time.
Oh, yeah.
That's going to be quite exciting.
Yeah. Right. Another question from Stephen Scott. If you shave your dog to look like a lion, do you think other dogs would be frightened of him?
What, my dog? Well, he doesn't really have dog. Hair.
It's going to have to be really brutal.
Frank, where? No, it wouldn't work with Frank, would it? I don't know. It's good. Probably not. They'd probably just go, Gary, what are you doing, mate?
Like, I think it would work with Teddy because he's quite a hirsute dog. But I don't understand. Do you think dogs know that another dog is a dog? Or do they think it's just... Do they just think that hairy animal over there smells all right to me? I'm going to go and have a sniff of its ass. Or is it that looks like a Bedlington Terrier. I'm going to go over and sniff it.
Well,
do they understand breeds? Do they understand?
Well, they definitely understand breeds because Frank only really likes other sausage dogs.
Yeah.
So, like, they obviously do understand. But I don't know if that's just like, I don't know if he knows it's a dog or if he just goes, oh, that looks a bit like me.
Well, yeah, do they know what you look like?
Oh, I look like that. Like,
because some dogs go absolutely nuts when you show them, when you like hold them up to a mirror.
I did that once.
If they see themselves in the oven door. But Teddy doesn't care. Nah, he has no interest.
No, but Frank's not that clever. So I don't know if he... I don't know. I don't think they'd be scared. I think they'd probably just go to the dog group chat and go, hey, have you seen what he's done? Are we there?
Yeah. But I know someone who shaved like the dog like a number one all over but left the mustache, so it just looked like
I saw a beard, you know, them bearded what they're called, schnauzers,
them, yeah,
so they had really big long beards. They looked like beard meets food. I mean,
right, like a hipster.
Yeah, it's great.
Someone out of ZZ Top.
Yeah. A dog's just fuming, like, what have you done?
Yeah. Right, final question. We've only had, like, three questions. Somebody else asked about the Black Cat's Bar. But I think we've covered that off fairly well. Just listen to every other podcast that we've done. This is a final question from Rob. Would you rather Sunderland were owned by Saudi Arabia or have to have Callum McFadden as a permanent house guest?
Can we have a halfway? Can Sunderland be owned by Callum McFadden?
Yeah. Probably could own us now. Or put a good word in for Ryan Reynolds to buy us.
Yeah, he could do that.
Like he wanted to in the first place.
Yeah. Well, I don't want to be owned by them, really. But Callum McFadden seems a bit of a dick, to be honest. I don't really. Just keep him out of the way. He can have the football. He can own the club.
Callum McFadden can own the club.
Yeah.
He doesn't come across as the most charismatic fella.
No, I just think he's in your house. He's just going to be just there, isn't he?
Yeah.
Annoying
house guest.
Have you put the bin out? No.
You put the freezer stuff away.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Did you do that? What are you doing tonight? I've got to go to Wrexham. Oh, you're still all right. You're still above Wrexham. All right. We live in Eastport then. You fucking idiot.
Yeah. Why? Did you have to borrow my car when you got your own?
Yeah. I don't even have a car, Callum.
Whose car have you taken?
Whose car have you taken and why are you living in my house?
Yeah, that's it in terms of questions.
All right, well, it's good.
Just checking X now. No, nothing more.
Well,
so,
it's been nice to answer them questions. Really.
Yeah.
Thanks for all your questions.
Yeah.
The new
I mean, I
seal.
did. Eh?
There's a new seal that I'm obsessed with in Australia, which is wrecking people's lives.
Oh, right. Not like the guy who sings Killer. Oh, no. Kiss on the
No.
Roads.
That's a good song,
Really good song.
that. If let me know if you like it. It's Sound of the Summer. There's this sale. Check that out. I can't remember what it's called. Just go on TikTok if you're like me, 9 years old, and put Seal Australia. It's terrorizing everyone. It's great. Love them.
Cool.
But that's it, I think, other than that.
I'll check that seal out.
You should do. I don't know what's happening pod-wise after the game. I won't be doing it though. I imagine Gareth and Stephen will be back on Monday, as we look at next Friday night's game against Hull City, actually.
Yeah.
Well, I do like a Friday night game. I might go to that one.
Would be nice to be back in the North Stand for it.
Unless we give them, unless we let the whole fans sit there.
Yeah.
Could turn it into a Zoom just full of tyres.
Good news.
Gonna go down to you, say, fuck yeah, gee. Oh, yeah, we'll let all the tigers in, yeah. Sorry about
No, they didn't even apologize for moving us, so they're not going to apologize for turning the North Stand into a
that.
zoo. So,
We could turn it into a zoo. It'd be better, really. Well, on that note, and then North Stand Zoo, it's time to say goodbye as enjoy your weekend and stuff, and thanks for listening.